from its bed of blue came slowly feeding the clouds between a wondrous star whose radiance grew until it flamed like the light of day over the place where Jesus lay. Hushed to the angels' joyous tone, the shepherds had quickly sped down rock and valley to kneel at their Savior's lowly bed, and like the phantoms of silent night, followed their flock of white. And patiently, silently out of the night, following the others far apart, came limping and sorrowful, all alone, the little gray lamb of the weary heart, saying, I should be far away, I am not worthy, my sleep is great. But the Christ child gazed upon humble shrine, a king bent low on the earthen floor, and he looked beyond at the breaking heart of the little gray lamb near the open door. And he called it up to his manger wide, and marked the cross on its wrinkled face, while kings drew golden robes aside to give to the weary one a place. And the heart of the little gray lamb was blessed, for its sleep was whiter than all the rest. In many cathedrals, grand and old, whose windows sparkle with countless gems, mid the odor of incense bathed in prayer and hallowed about with last amen, the infant Christ is pictured fair with kneeling magi, wise and old. But his baby hand rests not upon the myrrh, the frankincense and gold, but upon the head with a heavenly light of the little gray lamb that was changed to white.